Ksuvas Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud 7:10, and the last of the Perek, and one more on the topic of mum and blemishes when it comes to the husband. So I just got finished saying in the previous Mishnah that there are certain red lines which, if he crosses them, even against his will, but he develops certain blemishes. So, like, for example, if he became blind in both eyes, etc., everyone agrees, then that's grounds for divorce. Now, those are really severe. Here we're going to have something that's a little less. So here the Mishnah says, Ve'elu shekofen oso lahotzi. Now, here we have certain other disgusting developments or disgusting features of the husband, which make him so repugnant that she can say, I just can't live with him and I need to get divorced, and we would accept that claim. So although the Mishnah says ve'elu and these, which would suggest maybe that it's like this is a specific finite list, that's not true. It's things like this and all the more so if you get more severe things. Of course, if he, for example, was damaged in certain ways in his genitalia, in his private parts, so then he could become required to divorce her. Depending on what happens if he became a Sris Adam, if he became a Kroshivcha, and so on, there are different things. And other things also. But the point is, here we're saying that these are like the even the Chacham who say that losing like a single eye or a single hand, a single foot is not enough to force a divorce. These things make him so gross that they are grounds for divorce. So what are they? Examples. Ve'elu shekofen oso lahotzi. The following are features of the husband, which if he has them, we'll force him to give her a divorce if she wants one. First of all, mukeshchen. Mukeshchen typically means someone who has some kind of, you know, skin disease or other. Here it probably actually means a leper, which means that his like skin is necrotic, it's rotting, and ultimately, like, you know, he can like lose whole parts of his body, flesh that comes rots away on his person. It's terrible. The Bartanura here translated as a mitzora. Probably a terrible idea to conflate mitzora with leper. Under normal circumstances, the mitzora of the psukim and the chumash of that mitzora is, I don't know what that disease is going on there, but it's probably not leprosy. In any case, whatever it is, he has some sort of terrible skin disease which makes him just totally disgusting. And as we'll see, actually, the reason I'm saying it's probably leprosy is talking about that contact with it and sort of applying pressure to it or whatever it is, rubbing it and stuff like that, would make his skin like rub off because it's necrotic. It's like dying and rotting on him. So it's terrible for him and totally disgusting. Similarly, uval polypus. This uval polypus is someone who has a terrible smell that emanates from his nasal cavity, his nose, or his mouth. He's rotting on the inside somewhere. Polypus would mean from like the word polyp, like a tumor. Maybe that's what's happening, but doesn't depend on that. It means that he's developed some sort of terrible smell from his nose or mouth. This is someone who is a gatherer. What he's gathering is dog feces with his hands. He's picking it up and collecting it. And the reason why I might do that is for the sake of, they use it in leather tannery as well as sometimes for like laundering purposes. So the point is, if he's out collecting this doggy do, so he's going to stink and she can say, it's just too much for me, I can't deal with this anymore. Same goes with Hamitzaref Nechoshes. So the literal translation would be someone who's like a copper smith, and that is a pshat given in the Gemara, although the Bartner learns other pshat, which means we're talking about a copper miner. The point is, it might both be true since the Gemara is Boshitas, the point is that copper, when comes in contact with the skin, although copper has no smell and metals don't have smells, but when the metal mixes with the acid, lactic acid on your skin, it does have a smell, and it's actually pretty distinctive, terrible smell. You can try it for yourself, get yourself a handful of pennies, rub them around your hands, whatever it is, and then you smell your hands, you'll see what I mean. So apparently that the copper miners couldn't get the smell off of them, or the copper smiths, and that being the case, they just had the stink that she couldn't deal with, and that would be reasonable. But Bursi, same goes for someone who's involved in leather tannery. Again, they're using like fecal matter and that kind of stuff. It's decaying, it smells terribly, and therefore they smell terrible. Bein shahayu bam ad shlo nisu. This is true whether the particular defect existed prior to the wedding, or even if they first got married, and after they got married, he took this job or developed this smell or the skin condition and so on. It doesn't matter, because she could say, as we'll see in the Mishnah, I thought I could deal with it, but I can't deal with it. Now, Val Kulan, Amar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds, even in all those things, Afo Pisha Hisna Ima, even if they made an explicit deal, he said, I'm going to be a copper miner and I'm going to stink. And she says, it doesn't matter to me. I know you stink, but I'll stay with you anyways. Or same with all these examples. Yecholahi Shetomar, she would still be within her rights to say, notwithstanding she agreed to it. Savrua Hayisi, I thought Shani Yechol Kabel, I thought I could deal with it. Va'achshav Eni Yechol Kabel, but I just can't anymore. I just can't deal with this. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Chacham disagree with that. The Chacham Omrim Mekabelis Hi Al Karcha. The Chacham say if she explicitly agreed to it, they discussed it, and she said, yes, I accept the fact that you have this, whatever it is, this smell or this career choice which makes you smell, etc. So then she's stuck. But they would agree if they didn't explicitly say it, she could change her mind. Now, the exception is Chutz Mamuka Shchin, the exception being the leper, because it's just the leper, it's actually killing him. They couldn't be together, like physically together, because it's like rubbing away his skin and tearing him apart. It's terrible. So that being the case, Bipnei she mimakatu, as that means, something like it wastes him away, rubs his flesh away. So that everyone would agree, regardless of the conditions made or not, if he's a leper, it's grounds for divorce because they can't stay married. Even if, and before, if he developed a skin condition which made him disgusting but not quite leprosy, also be grounds for divorce, etc. Now, the last part of the Mishnah says, even if we're saying that a woman even if we're saying now that a shita that holds that she agreed to it, so she can't back out of it, everyone agrees this. Ma'aseh b'Tzidon, it once happened in the place of Tzidon, that's in like modern-day Lebanon, b'Bursi, with a certain tanner, Echad, Shemes, he died, v'hayelo ach Bursi, he, the husband who's now dead, had a brother who also has the same career choice, and both of them are tanners, and both of them stink. So if he died without children, the rule would be that his wife now falls to Yibum, and her brother-in-law, the stinky tanner, would have to marry her, or do chalitza. Now, you might think the ruling would be that since she agreed to marry a tanner, so now she has to marry the brother-in-law too, who's also a tanner. That can't be a fatal flaw for her. But no, yecholahi shetomar, she is within her rights to say, la'achicha hayisi yechol lekabel. Yeah, your brother, I could deal with him because he had, I guess, other virtues made it that I could overlook that stink. Ulacha, but as for you, eini yechol lekabel, I just simply cannot overlook the smell that accompanies you being a tanner. And that being the case, they did not, they agreed that she doesn't, that they can force the brother to do chalitza and not give him the option of doing yibum, because she says, I can't be married to such a person. And that would be the din. And therefore, the mission that we come to the end of the parak concludes with that shita. We say lahalacha, like I said before, is like the chachamim, so we don't normally force a man to divorce his wife, even if he becomes, quite badly blemished, but those certain red lines like a cross, both the missing both of his eyes, hands, or feet, or if he is like a leper or other kinds of terrible things, which is like so unlivable, the smell of him and so on, we would indeed force him to give her a get if she wants one. And actually, when it comes to leper, we would force him to give her a get even if he didn't want to. Even if she didn't want one, we'd say they can't live together because it's dangerous for him.